When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They know. I've been knowing you for a long time. So.
You're always in demand in my heart.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Playing with Squirrels, a Boy Meets World fan cast. And we are joined once again by my good friend, Juan Rodriguez.
Hey. Wait, what? Can you say my name again?
Rodriguez.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Juan and I are one of the biggest centerpieces to our friendship mm-hmm. is wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to bring him on for Thrilla in Philla.
Thrilla in Philla.
Which aired on May 5th, 1995, and it features the one, the only, Robert Goulet.
No! I forgot he was even in this episode until I had to rewatch, and I'm like, when did Robert... He's so black. Like,
they
his mustache, everything is like jet black.
Yeah, he. I love Robert Goulet's sense of humor all the time. He puts himself in some of the most bizarre situations. He voiced the singing voice for the really fat kid in Recess.
Mm-hmm. Reese, man. Oh yeah, was it Reese?
I can't remember. I thought Reese was the main kid.
No, Reese the main kid. Damn it. Gus.
Gus. Yeah.
Gus,
wait,
the, no, Gus
was
the small kid.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of someone that works. The big kid in Recess. I think I have a laptop in front of me. So
yeah,
I woke
Jesus.
Big old Mikey.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Mikey. And then I always, my favorite Robert Goulet appearance is in the movie Scrooged. It's a throwaway joke, but they're going through the list of shows that they're going to be airing on the TV that year, and one of them is Robert Goulet's Old Cajun Christmas.
I skipped the answer, like, the Old Cage Christmas.
And it's Robert Goulet's standing on, like, one of those, like, handmade rafts out of, like, a bunch of logs, and he's just, like, pedaling through a swamp singing Silver Bells while an alligator's chasing him.
That's funny.
It's so
real
good.
Quick, fantasy fight. Who would win, Robert Goulet or Richard Cheese?
Oh, Robert Goulet fights dirty.
I don't know, man. Richard Cheese is a bad... You hear the songs he covers?
I know, but I think...
I feel like he'll get down with the sixes and just stomp a mud hole in his
face. I think Cheese is all shtick. I think if it's one-on-one, he backs down.
He literally has the dirtiest fighting name, Dick Cheese.
You don't have to whisper it.
I don't want to say it out loud.
That's true.
Where we're at.
So the episode starts off, Topanga's trying to get a bunch of people to give her their information for yearbook.
Yeah, it's a yearbook time.
And just right out the gate, we've got my favorite version of Corey, which is old Jewish man Corey. The wrestling team just picks him up and he goes, "Oh no, I've had a fat and heavy breakfast."
He's essentially Jay Sherman.
He
just
is.
As a kid, but like as a like full-size real-life Jay Sherman,
yeah.
His Boy Meets World Corey.
And then they're like, "Hey, guess what, kid? You've made on the wrestling team." And he's like, "Hey, Sean, look, my jacket, it's like Christmas over here."
Here's your candy.
Hi, candy. I'm Candy. Just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
So Corey becomes part of the wrestling team, and that's really the only storyline in this episode. There's like a little bit about Harley, but it's like barely there.
I mean, like... They tried, like, putting little sub-stories that gets built up for other stuff in the future. Like, oh, here's a heartfelt moment, and then dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, dumb jock things. Like, we're going to break some cans over her head, which is my favorite part.
Corey's face when he sees him, because he's doing the, like, bite his knuckle move, mm-hmm. it's so... His, like, facial expressions and reactions to things is what makes this show so good all these years later.
God, I just love the cans.
And his big nickname is Corey
the
Corey Matthews.
No kidding. Also, I don't know if you knew this, speaking of Topanga, it was that actress's birthday when that first aired. It was her 14th birthday.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Weird.
This is also the first episode that I feel like Sean realizes that Topanga and Corey mm-hmm. have a thing, which is big.
Yeah.
It's a big thing because I think season 3 is that relationship begins and then it never ends.
Mm-hmm.
Except for a few times when Corey cheats on her, but...
Corey Matthews.
What the fuck
older
doing?
Corey Matthews is trash, but we'll get that some other time.
One of the few episodes that we get with Adam Scott.
Dude, when I'm watching, I'm like, that Ben? And then I'm like, oh, I'm both guys.
Dude, yeah, there's
live lobsters.
There's a very small period where he's a bully.
Hold up, he was 22 at the time, I think, when that aired.
Makes sense.
Because I think he was born in the 70s.
Man, someone was all up on Wiki.
Hey, man, I was curious. I was like, how is Adam, where did Adam Scott come in all of this?
Adam Scott's getting a massage in the middle class.
Yeah, he's the dude.
But it's because of that Joey the Rat joins the wrestling team, because he realizes that if he loses his leader, then he needs something. He needs something to fall back on. So this is one of my favorite lines coming from the teacher, Mr. Turner, is he asks Corey what his blood type is.
Oh, my God. And it's says, also the only goof in this episode.
Oh.
It's the only goof. Oh, sorry. I was just saying what you're
going to
say.
Because he says A plus?
He says A, B. Well, no, there's no A plus, B. Like, oh,
I don't know.
I mean, not A plus. A positive.
A positive.
But he says A, B positive is... No, A, B negative is the recipient. No, A, B positive is.
Yeah.
A, B negative is the one you can give to anybody.
Yeah.
Because
he says universal recipient. That'll be good for you.
Yeah. Good for you, kid. That doesn't mean he's going to get all the blood, but no, like, that would actually mess him up if they did that. He's like, whoa, I'm not a health teacher. Yeah. I'm not a licensed physician in here.
I just love that there's all
I just
these
give kids blood to each other.
Yeah. Well, there's these references. So Joey the Rat and Frankie the Enforcer are training.
Is that his nickname?
Frankie the Enforcer.
Oh, that's great.
And Frankie the Enforcer goes. He goes to show him how to wrestle, and he goes, "This is a little tip I learned during my tour of Japan."
Like, how old is this kid? Well, he has to, like, tour Japan.
I was going to say, you're the expert. Was Vader touring Japan around that time?
Vader? Because
he definitely had a career in New Japan.
Well, yeah, that was around the time Vader was flipping back between, like, the South Territory, and because this era aired in 95, right?
95, yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is the mid-90s, and this is right after, but this is right before the Attitude Era. Vader wasn't, it was kind of like that weird
I was going to say, was this after or before his like weird, he was supposed to get a big push and then Shawn Michaels was like, I'm not going to job out to him.
Yeah, because of 96 when Shawn Michaels started getting pushed to the top because he's a dick.
Yeah.
So all this is a weird transition in wrestling where the bigger dudes were getting like pulled back.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was so unheard of, and the bigger dudes getting insane gimmicks. Like you had was it One Man Gang? Akim or Akim is it now?
Akim, the African Dream.
And he's dancing around and everything. And then you had Vader, and they're like, hey, we're going to do the same thing. He said, bet.
Yeah.
He said, fuck that.
Mantar.
Yeah, man. That would have been him, actually.
I believe it.
Because he looks like the helmet. He's like, hey, man, we can put you in this role. And he's like, nope. And he went to Japan, where Japan just love big dudes, and they love big American guys. It was around that time where he's touring around the world. And, getting a nice little run in Japan.
So
I think he actually fought Bob Sapp in his first match, if I remember that right.
Nice. Well, and then, so there's going to be a match between Joey and Corey to determine who
Corey
to determine who stays on the wrestling team. And Sean, being a very good wrestling manager, is like, yo, all you got to do is get Al away, because he's been practicing with Frankie the Immovable Object, so he's not used to a moving target. You should be able to get this no problem.
Oh, yeah, the Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, so Corey gets a quick, easy win, and then Joey the Rat cuts a pretty damn good promo where he's just like, listen here, buddy, let's do this unauthorized. I want to prove it. You yellow.
Dude, he's getting all heated.
Well, dude, I was like, this is amazing. So there's this whole build, and eventually Adam Scott, I do not remember his character's name. He's Adam Scott in all of my notes.
Isn't it Griffin or something?
Griffin. Yeah. He's basically just like...
Don't you like Boys World more than me?
I kept almost saying Harley, which was the person that he was replacing. It was the bully he's replacing. I'm like, what the hell was his character's name? Because he's only in it for like four episodes, and then Harley comes back.
They call him Griff for short?
Griff,
if they don't, then that's...
They absolutely call him Griff for short. So this is where... Griff is like, if you're going to do this fight, let's do it right. Come here tonight. You know, I don't think he had that sweet rhyme. I accidentally did that.
You're promo king.
But they show up, and Corey's just like, I mean, I'm just going to call off the fight. Like, what? Like, Griff and Frankie think less of me, and then all of a sudden, it's like fucking Starcade 95 in there. It's a packed arena. He's got, like, Baywatch girls walking around. Robert Goulet shows up and sings.
Robert Goulet as the ring announcer. Yeah, and
sings the Star Spangled Banner.
Mm-hmm.
Brings a tear to everybody's eye. And then this is when Vader shows up, and he's barking and he's growling.
Dude. He just comes up. Oh, that fat, fat timbre.
So this is where Corey's like, I gotta get out of here. And then Eric just shows up. He's like, I found a flyer. It said, see an idiot get pounced. So it turns into a tag match between Corey and Eric versus Frankie and his dad, Vader.
I'm going ahead of myself.
So they're wrestling, and then Feeny steps into the ring. Beautiful entrance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but Feeny, as well, the actor, cuts an amazing promo.
He does.
And he uses Vader's real name.
Leslie?
Yeah, well, that's the nickname, but his real name's Leon, but he uses his real name in the thing, and then later they change it, because this is also the time, this is people don't understand this about wrestling, that you had no idea who people were in the 90s. You
were there. That was Vader's real name.
Yeah, and they said Leslie, and people started berating him. That's why they changed the name later.
Yeah.
The boys broke, they're like, oh, hi, Leslie. It's Vader! It's Vader time, not Leslie time.
I remember there was the one episode, there's a later episode where Vader's only in it for like a minute, but it's Mrs. Matthews yells at him, you don't act like this in the PTA meetings, Leon.
He's
like, that's amazing. But this leads to my favorite quote in the whole episode, which is when he goes, you won this one, Feeny. But next time, Texas Deathmatch, loser leaves town.
That's the thing, like, out of all this time, watching this made me think, I'm like, I mean, WWE can make a real quick thing for the whole, like, Netflix and all that shit, like, you know, whatever the Girl Meets World or that whole world is, and then they're trying to have the whole PG era. You know, before Vader died, you could have brought back Feeny, could have done this whole thing. Like, that could have been a Raw.
Actually do a Loser Leaves Town match. Yeah. Have Feeny go over.
That would have been great. Yeah, have Feeny go over, and then Vader just leave, because he came back and then just died. It was terrible. They could have handled it any worse with that magnificent giant man.
But yeah, there's another wrestling episode, I think, if not next season, the following season, we'll definitely have to do together. The infamous Vader versus Jake the Snake episode.
When you reached out to me, I'm like, yeah, this is one. Oh, no, it's the first time? I'm every episode.
The Vader Texas Deathmatch line is, like, arguably one of my top 10 favorite Boy Meets World quotes of all time. And then the episode ends with Corey in detention. Mm-hmm. And
that's the end of the episode. That's after the episode. The episode ends with him giving back the jacket and everything. And then it's a very sweet moment where, like, Topanga says, like, you know, like, no matter what we do, I'm ad-libbing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll be together, and that's beautiful. I'm like, aw, I almost cried here in the office.
I think that the line that gets me more is when Corey returns the jacket to the wrestling team, and they go, you're all right, Corey. And Sean goes, he's always been.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Like,
see, that's a nice little ending to that episode. Yeah. It's kind of out of nowhere. Like, that did not warrant the episode going all.
Yeah.
But that little nice little touch did not, that was not even warranted. It just came out of nowhere.
Well, and I think that's one of those important things that, like, it's one of those things where you realize as you rewatch the show that throughout the whole show, Sean is one of the only, like, Sean wants Corey to see the person in himself that Sean sees in him, and especially in these early episodes, because Corey is always trying to be the cool kid, and, like, Sean's the only person that, like, realizes, like, you are on such a better level than these people that you want to be like.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that moment. That's a beautiful moment.
Everyone needs a friend like Sean.
Exactly. And then they go to detention, and, you know, we paid for Robert Goulet, so let's bring him on back.
Exactly. Hey, Robert, you're here for another 5 minutes. Just sing to these kids at detention.
So, I don't even know what the hell he was singing. It was over so quickly.
I don't know. The version I watched had everyone's voice down.
Oh, my God. It was a nightmare.
And scary. This is Robert Goulet.
It definitely made Corey sound more like an old Jewish man than ever before.
that's the only reason why I stuck with it. Because right at the beginning, I'm like, all right, this is great.
Yeah. So that's it for this episode. Definitely one of the classics of the early era.
I was going to say, the title of it again was the Thrilla in Philly?
Yeah.
Do you know where that's from?
That's a Muhammad Ali thing, right?
Yeah, so it's from the last match that, I'm not sure if you're boxing at all, it's the last match that Joe Frazier and Ali had in their whole, I think it was three matches, and it was one of the best boxing matches in the history.
Yeah, they had one of the best series in the history. Yeah.
Manila, is that right?
I think it's Thrill in Manila. Yeah. That was the,
I'm making sure I'm not saying that right. I'm like, Millie and Vanilli? The Thrill in Vanilla?
I've never seen the actual matches, but I've watched a bunch of documentaries about just that feud, and it seems like it is like next-level
like
boxing.
Sports entertainment. Yeah. It's amazing. It still stands the test of time. But the craziest thing that I've just looked up just to see what's up, apparently Ali almost died.
During that match?
During the match. During the 14th round where they call where his, Frazier's trainer called the match.
Yeah.
Ali was, his heart was just going, and he could have sworn it failed, and he was about to pass out.
Jesus.
He kept asking people to, like, take his clothes off, and, like, well, cut the gloves first, and he's like, well, can I take my shoes off, something? Because, like, he was getting circulation cut all over the place. I remember watching that years ago, and it's so impressive. For anyone, you know, the Boys World Podcast,
who wants to check out some old school boxing as well?
Yeah, it's good. You know, just watch that.
Got a good Vader match recommendation, too?
My favorite Vader match, I think it was Stampede Wrestling. It was him versus Terry Funk, I think in 92 or 88. And it's a match where Vader gets hit with some object. I think it was a cowbell or I think it was a Terry Funk with a cowbell or some incredible prod. And he's bleeding. And this is the time where there's like, oh, let him bleed. He was bleeding all the place. And you hear him like, someone help me. He's just covered in the crimson mask. And he's like, whatever, they're not going to help me. They'll finish the match. So he ends the match quick, picks up Funk, slams him, and Funk so just couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And just pins him. And it's so abrupt. The crowd's like, yeah, this is amazing. And that's Vader. That's when they pushed. After that, Vader's like, yeah, you're going to squash a bunch of people for like a couple years and then do a backflip, you know, do that cool quick shit too. That's my favorite Vader moment. Besides, obviously, this episode of Boy Meets World.
And what do you got going on, if there's anything you got to promote?
Oh, promoting. I am in a new band. We have a demo coming out this summer. We have no name. There's tentative names. They're all terrible.
Sex moves? Are we talking about sex moves?
Sex moves and or wavy and or the John Spoon Experience.
All of them great names.
Yeah. Sunblind, we're playing in Phoenixville at the end of this month at Steel City. It's May 23rd. We're hosting that. We have a music video coming out in the summer for Sunblind as well. On top of that, I will be doing Twitch streaming in June. Check out my channel. It's Papa One on all platforms. Somebody else, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine yards. Just doing obscure games and obscure reviews of fast food.
Nice. I will definitely subscribe.
Yeah. The first episode, we're playing Shaq Fu for the PS4 and the secret level, Barack Fu, where he plays Barack Obama. So stay tuned for that.
All right. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Take care, y'all.